Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, an early medieval brooch pin dating back to the 8th or 9th century was discovered during the beginning phases of the Adair Bypass construction just last year. And it, along with other amazing finds, will soon go on display to the public. But how often do these discoveries happen? Archaeologist and keeper of Irish antiquities with the National Museum of Ireland, Maeve Sikora, is with me on the line today. How often do you come across these remarkable finds, Maeve?
Hi, Andrea. So I suppose it really depends on what's happening. If there's a big development like a road scheme, which is, you know, excavations conducted by commercial archaeologists like this one that you mentioned, which has been conducted by AMS Archaeology with Limerick County Council, they can find things as they're excavating. However, we also have stray finds, so discoveries made by chance, you know, someone gardening, someone doing some work in their garden, whatever. So they can happen, and we have about 100 of those reports a year in the National Museum.
Okay, so you have that many,
quite regular, yeah.
And how do you know if what you found is a good find or worth anything?
Yeah, well, sometimes people don't know, and we're always so delighted to get those emails or those messages or those phone calls, Andrea. So if you think you have found something, we're always happy to help, and we have a sort of a duty officer system, we call it. So it's a curator who's on duty who will take those calls and let you know. But often people will just call, they're unsure, they'll send an email, and then we can visit. So last year, for example, we were... me and my colleagues visited 22 different counties around the country, meeting people and investigating discoveries that they made.
Yeah. One of the more remarkable pieces we're talking about, Maeve, today, this brooch pin made of cast bronze. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's a really beautiful object. So people might have seen photographs around on the newspapers or on social media. So it's about just over 12 centimetres long, so it's not a massive object, but it consists of a pin and then a ring, which is highly decorated. So on it, you have intricate sort of animal decoration and also cast interlace. So people will be familiar with things like that from their Leaving Cert art history, if you've done that in school. And so it's a really beautiful object decorated with blue glass studs, one on either side. And it really is a symbol of, you know, some status. So the person who wore this, who fastened their cloak with this object, was a serious person of status in the 8th or 9th centuries in Limerick.
And so did you say it was somebody from the construction team or a member of the public handed this in?
So no, so this is a licensed archaeological excavation that's going on. So between Limerick County Council and Transport Infrastructure Ireland, and then the commercial archaeology company AMS are carrying out excavations in advance of road construction, which is a very, very common occurrence. And this example, we're so delighted that we're able to actually display this quite soon after it was discovered. So it just so happens in the National Museum, we're doing a very exciting exhibition, which is opening at the end of May, which features incredible manuscripts of Irish or Irish-related manuscripts from Switzerland, which are coming to be displayed with our early medieval treasures in Ireland. And this brooch tells part of that story. So it talks about the kind of art styles that we were using to decorate our manuscripts, our stonework and our artefacts at this really special time in Irish history.
I'd say this brooch is worth a few pounds, is it?
Well, I suppose it's the archaeological significance, really, you know.
You better not answer that now, because the next time somebody finds something, they'll hang on to it.
Well, because we're very lucky, actually, with our legislation in this country, because everything found like this is in public ownership automatically. So it means there's no market for this kind of material. So it's owned by everyone, which, you know, we're so proud of in this country that people will be able to see this for free as well in the National Museum on Kildare Street. So that's something else that we're really anxious to invite people and to welcome people in to celebrate this really, really fascinating period of Irish history.
Yeah, that brooch and so many other, you know, sort of remarkable finds and discoveries too. When did you say the exhibition starts?
The exhibition is opening on the 30th of May. So just under 2 months' time now. So we're just in the middle of doing all of our writing our text panels and preparing for it, and looking at all of these objects. So they're all already selected. But as I say, very often it's not that easy to put things on display immediately after discovery. There's a whole conservation process, of course, that has to be gone through, but we're really excited. And what's very exciting with this particular one is that many of our finds in the National Museum are old finds. They might have been made 100 years ago, but because this is recent and it was found in an archaeological dig, we'll actually potentially be able to tell exactly what date this brooch was made, because we know that there are samples that may be radiocarbon dated. So it's really, it adds to the value and our understanding of the object, but also of the history of sort of craftsmanship in this period in Ireland. So it's a great find.
You mentioned this particular brooch that we're talking about was found in County Limerick, and you and your team may have travelled all over many 20 plus counties looking at different items and different finds. Which county is the best, or is there an area that's better for finding this kind of material?
It really depends, like, on what's happening. So I suppose if there's major infrastructural works going on, you know, the chances of discovery of this kind of material are higher, you know. So, but it really just depends. Every county is rich. I mean, we have an incredible archaeological collection. Our national collection for archaeology is just so rich throughout the country. So from Donegal all the way down to West Cork, you know, we have artefacts. And really, it's just about how you can understand more about them from their context and everything. But no, I wouldn't say there's any particular county. I'd be killed anyway.
Rich in discoveries.
If I said anywhere was more important than any other, but really, you know, it comes down to understanding the context, and it comes down to, you know, we're so reliant and so grateful to finders and to the public for reporting things to us. You know, these reports that come in, to give us the opportunity to then investigate, you know, so we really rely on that.
And just maybe finally, Maeve, like, even if people have or haven't found anything, but if they believe that maybe there might be something on their land or in their land, what should they do?
So I suppose chance finds are the main way that we would get reports. And then the other thing you mentioned there really would be sort of monuments on their land. So if someone has a monument on their land, they will know from the National Monument Service, who are the authority in that regard, that they're protected and that they cannot be interfered with. So really, we would be more dealing with sort of finds that come up without any sort of warning, if you like you know,
discoveries.
You know, monuments are protected. Exactly. Monuments are protected in a different way, and that's the National Monument Service that we would also work closely with.
Yeah, it sounds like a great exhibition, I'm sure, too, for school students or those that are maybe thinking about art for the Leaving Cert as well. Archaeologist with the National Museum of Ireland, Maeve Sikora. Maeve, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Thanks so much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.